Happy Sunday morning, everyone. My name is Jeremy Heiler. I am a 7th grade and 6th grade English science teacher, and I am from the great state of Michigan. It's a soggy, foggy morning here in Michigan, but at least it's not too cold. On here today, first of all, just want to give a big thank you to all of those that responded to me on Twitter in terms of the homework policy. And that's what the topic of my podcast is today. This has obviously been a huge debate in terms of homework and grading. I'm looking for, answers, or I was looking for answers in terms of what people's homework policy was. We have currently a policy where tests and projects are 50% of students' grades, quizzes are 20%, and classwork / homework is 30%. This was implemented last year. Alongside with that, it is a students get they get 24 hours, they can turn an assignment and get 50% of the grade. Anything beyond 24 hours, it is a zero. So last year, this was implemented, and it seemed to be okay. And this year, we have a lot of changes to our building. In general, the biggest change being that we now have sixth grade in the middle school. So we are a 6th, 7th, 8th grade middle school instead of just 7, 8. Right now, my opinion and my thoughts are is that this grading system, this homework policy is essentially failing. And I don't feel that it is currently working in the benefit of our students. And I'm not necessarily saying that we have to benefit our students, but we want to see our students be successful. And the ultimate goal is mastery learning of content. There is a shift that is occurring, obviously, towards more of, where you're looking at standards-based assessment instead of looking at letter grades. I believe that our entire district may be there one day. I'm not entirely sure, but it may very well be there. I guess what I am and really struggling with is that, when we think about real life situations with our students, do we in real life get penalized that harshly if we're late, for example, on a bill, or do we get kicked out of our house if we miss one house payment? We all, through life, we all have mistakes and make mistakes. So I struggle with that. I've had some great conversations at the administrative level. I've had some great conversations with peers and colleagues. I just feel like we need to revamp this to make it not only easier on students, and not that we need to make it easy on students. That's not the point I'm trying to get at. But I think we also need to make it so that it benefits, maybe easy is not a good word, but we need to benefit, we need to help so that we have a grading policy and have a homework policy where it benefits the students, the parents, and the teachers. So there's three sets of people that we need to look at. And right now I feel like we're just not meeting the needs of our students with this homework policy. So welcome any thoughts, any feedback. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy B. Baller. You can also check out my books, Create, Compose, Connect, and Teaching Grammar in a Digital Age. Those are co-authored by myself and Dr. Troy Hicks. And be looking for a third book coming out in the fall. Have a great day, everybody.